I have a question for you. When you pray, do you expect an answer?
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardinet, author, teacher, and creator of hannahscupboard.com.
Maybe that sounds silly, because why would you pray if you didn't? Yet I'm aware that there are many times I've thrown prayers up into heaven with very little expectation I'd receive an answer. Sometimes I've treated prayer like one more option to cover my bases, just in case God's in the mood to drop down an answer on my head. In case not, at least I tried. That's no way to pray. The psalmist says, "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation." Now that's the ticket, wait in expectation. Expectation assumes that we've been heard. Expectation assumes that God will answer. Expectation means faith is at work. Yes, sometimes we have to wait, and in our drive-through vending machine mentality, that doesn't sit well with us. Maybe we'd rather not expect too much than to chance disappointment. But that's not faith, and God tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Let's get in the habit of believing that God hears every prayer. Not only that, God delights in answering, and He will answer. He doesn't have to be in the mood. He's always in the mood, because we're His beloved children. If there's any waiting involved, it's only to make the answer even better. Expect it. This is Barbara Lardinet from Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, hannahscupboard.com.